So the same holds true for us, yeah? Today is Visakhapatnam. That means another one, the the birthday, or the date of birth of the Lord Buddha. It's also the date of the enlightenment of the Lord Buddha, and it is the date of the death of the Lord Buddha. So we take the opportunity to practice as much as we can. Yeah? Walking chankram and sitting in samadhi and walking chankram. Yeah? Most of us, you know, will train, you know, samadhi, you know, being with the Buddha or being with the with the breath. You know? Putting attention on the breath, knowing what the breath is, what the breath is like, you know, if the breath starts, if the breath stops, if the breath is deep, if the breath is shallow, if it is the in-breath or if it is the out-breath, and the same with the Buddha. Yeah? If the Buddha starts, if the Buddha ends, we have to know, we have to get to the knowing nature of of the citta. Yeah? That's, yeah? Once we can enter the knowingness of the citta, you know, I mean, we are happy. Yeah? Because then the kilesas don't have any influence, man. Huh? I mean, it's a place where the kilesas cannot go. Yeah? And what are the kilesas? People can, yeah? I mean, in the West, they define the kilesas as defilement. Yeah? I mean, yes, yes, of course we are defiled, but not all the time. Yeah? Yeah? But when we listen, yeah, when we just practice, you know, meditation, and when we set our mind, yeah, just to be with the Buddha or with the breath for 45 minutes, yeah, and whatever is not the Buddha and what is not the breath is coming from the kilesas, then we know the power of the kilesas, yeah, yeah? And then we don't call it defilement anymore. Because everything, every word, you know, oh, this is not good, or that is not good, or my practice is not good, yeah? Or this, I should do this, or I should do that. The Dhamma doesn't teach us like this, yeah? The Dhamma is a very small voice, you know, that reminds us, you know, I mean, come on, practice more, practice more, practice more. You can do some more, yeah? But it never orders us around like the kilesas, yeah? This you have to do, that you have to do, there you have to go, yeah? This is not enough, that is not enough, this I like, that I dislike, yeah? That is the sound of the kilesas, and we hear it 24 hours a day, yeah? Why can't we stop it, you know, sometimes, you know, just turn off the radio, yeah? I mean, When I did study in the U.S., you know, I mean, when I went to a household, the TV was running 24 hours a day, you know, the radio was running 24 hours a day. I mean, I couldn't live in these kind of environments. Yeah? From my family, at least, you know, I mean, at most of the time we didn't even have a TV, yeah? And the radio was only on maybe for an hour, you know, and so on, yeah? So, and our TV and our radio is working all day long, yeah, 24 hours, you know, when we go to sleep, you know. I mean, we are dreaming. I mean, that is also TV, yeah. It's coming from the kilesas, the dreaming up, yeah. The dreaming up, you know, all sorts of nonsense, you know. When you really look at a dream, yeah, when you look at a common dream, there are three thoughts, yeah. When you're really aware of, you know, what you're dreaming or that you're dreaming, and then there are three thoughts, you know, I mean, that around one subject, yeah. I mean, it's the same for our meditation, and then it jumps to another, yeah. It cannot stay longer than three thought moments or three memory moments, you know, on the same subject, because then it has to change. It's the same thing. You can observe the same thing, you know, in your practice, yeah. It cannot actually stay, yeah, when you watch it, yeah. I mean, if you let it go, you know, I mean, of course it turns around and turns around, yeah. But if you observe it, if you really observe it, yeah, I mean, okay, now go on thinking, yeah? And then you watch it, and then you observe it, and it cannot stay more than three thought moments or more than three memory moments on the same subject, because then it has to change, because it knows it is observed, yeah? But if you don't observe it, you know, I mean, it's running around, you know, it's jumping here, jumping there, coming back again, and jumping off again, and so on, yeah? But if you can get it, you know, if you can get into samatha, if you can get into the calm meditation, I mean, all these things disappear. Yeah? And then we see, and then we can see, or then we can experience, and then we can go into another world that is the world of experience, yeah, where we experience things, where where things are not, where nobody tells us what we experience. I mean, it is, you know, when we are little kids, you know, and we are doing this and doing that, and our mother and father tells us what we are doing, yeah? So the kilesas constantly tell us what we are doing, yeah? Now you're walking, yeah? Now you're stopping, now you're taking a rest, now you're sitting down, yeah? I mean, they constantly have to comment everything what we do, yeah? I mean, why don't we get rid of this voice for instance, yeah? Or for some time, you know, and experience the calmness, experience this calmness or peacefulness, you know, that comes without all these thoughts and memories coming up. And then we can relax, then we can gather our strength. Eh? And when we have the strength, and when we come out of the samadhi, you know, then we can do investigation. Then we can do the investigation of the body. The investigation of the body at the moment, the first time, you know, when we just look at our life, yeah? I mean, just go back, you know, to the first year, or maybe even go back to the birth, yeah? And then see all the dukkha, yeah? See how long it took you to train this body. It took you 18 years, you know, to be able to use it completely. I mean, not only the bodily functions, but also the mental function. Because overall, the training of 18 years of this body includes the training of walking, the training of talking, yeah? The training of, you know, muscle movements, yeah? And the training of writing, the training of reading, the training of thinking, yeah? And that takes so long time, yeah? I mean, when you look at the novices or the previous novices, you know, I mean, they're still in the training, yeah? They still have to train how to articulate themselves, how to think properly, how to see cause and effect, and so on, and so on, and so on. They have all to learn this, you know, before they can get, you know, some job to do, some work to do, and then they have to earn their living for the rest of their life, yeah? If you don't have a retirement plan, you know, I mean, you have to work, you know, until you die, yeah? If you have a retirement plan, you know, and that depends on the country from where you come, yeah? Some countries, you know, have retirement plans, you know, and you're forced to have a retirement plan. And then you can stop, you know, at of 62 or 67, now it in Germany, 67 years. I mean, then you, what else have you left, yeah? You worked your butt off for 67 years, you know, and then, yeah? And then you have no power, no energy anymore to do something that is worthwhile, yeah? The only thing that you can do then that is worthwhile is, yeah, go and ordain and practice, yeah? Ordaining as a monk or ordaining as a meiji, it doesn't really matter, yeah? I mean, the rest of this life, you know, you just take the opportunity to practice and practice and practice to find the way out of this constant cycle of birth and death, yeah? Because as long as we don't find the way out, yeah, we will be reborn, yeah, all the time, yeah? I mean, vata sangsara vata, yeah? What is it in English? The endless cycle of birth and death. Yeah? I mean, birth and death doesn't mean that we are always coming back as human beings. Yeah? I mean, there are 31 realms of existence, yeah? And we go, you know, from one realm to the other realm. Yeah? And that's why Lungta Mahabho called it, you know, I mean, the citta. It's a tourist, you know, who goes from one realm to the other, yeah? And if he's in one realm, he forgets where he was before, huh? I mean, when we go and travel in our life, I mean, we do remember that we went to France or that we went to England or to Germany or to the US or to Canary Islands or to India. I mean, we remember all these things, yeah? The problem is when we die, we don't remember anything where we were before, huh? So we think this is the only thing, yeah? It is amazing, you know, how easily we forget these things, yeah? So then we might be born, you know, as a heavenly being, you know, and this is it, you know? And then suddenly, you know, I mean, when our merit is, you know, used up, you know, then we fall into hell. And that is of course quite a contrast, yeah? And then we become, you know, when the hell time is over, then we come back as a ghost or a hungry ghost, you know, before we can come back as a human being. Yeah? It is very rare, and the Lord Buddha teaches us that there are three things that are very difficult to achieve. Yeah? A human life is very difficult to achieve. Yeah? A human life, when you achieve the human life, the other thing that is more difficult to achieve is to find the true Dhamma. Yeah? And when you have been born as a human being and find the true Dhamma, to find an Arahant or to find the Buddha, you know, these are the three most difficult things. Yeah? Think about this. Yeah? Think about this in your life. You know, you have become a human being. You have found the true Dhamma. So you should put the utmost effort. Yeah, forget everything that what you plan to do, you know, for the future, and use your life. You know, I mean, to find a way out, or at least go close to the door, so that in the next life you can open the door. But the best, of course, you know, and the safest, of course, is to find the door now. Yeah. It is not that difficult. It can be difficult, but it is not that difficult to find a way out. Yeah. What we have to do is to do the investigation of the body. Once we can enter the samadhi, we can do the investigation of the body. Just like I said in the beginning, we look at our life. Then we look at the body. You know, we look at the outside of the body. We can look at the hair of the body, the skin, and so on. Yeah. The five. The hair of the body, the hair of the head, the skin, the teeth, the nails, yeah? And investigate them. Or we can use the body, you know, I mean, whatever goes into the body is nice, you know, it tastes fine, you know, and whatever comes out of the body we don't like. We don't like to smell the sweat, yeah? We don't like to, you know, we don't like to smell the shit, you know, we don't like to look at our pee. What is it? What's it called? We don't like to look at our pee and so on, yeah? I mean, we don't want to drink it again, or we don't want to eat it again. So whatever comes out of the body, you know, is for us disgusting. Yeah? Or whatever falls off our body is disgusting, yeah? I mean, the hair that we wash, you know, I mean, when it comes off, and, you know, together with the soap, you know, in the drainage, and we don't want to, you know, we find it actually, and it's disgusting to, yeah? All the time, you know, it is on our head, you know, we love it, you know, we comb it, you know, whatever we do with the hair of the head, yeah? We have all sorts of styles, yeah, even now men, yeah? And so on, yeah? And this is the same with the skin. When the skin comes off, we find it disgusting. When the nails come off, we find it disgusting, yeah? I mean, we don't like to clip our nails, you know, next to our plate of delicious food, yeah? I mean, we always see this. It's disgusting, you know? Then we don't enjoy our food, yeah? Just whatever comes off the body, we find disgusting, and whatever goes into the body or on the body, we find nice, yeah? It smells nice, it tastes nice, you know? It's good, you know? Huh? But what comes out, you know, is always disgusting. And that is, when you look at it, you know, I mean, the body, there is a cause for greed and hate, yeah? That's where likes and dislikes, yeah? Disgusting or beautiful, yeah? Whatever comes in is beautiful, we like it, you know, whatever comes out, you know, is disgusting, we dislike it, yeah? So, in the investigation of the body, we have to find that, yeah? We have to find the answer, Is the body really disgusting, yeah? Is the body really, you know, lovable or liking, you know, and so on, yeah? So we have to investigate this body. We can do that in the beginning, you know, thinking about all the situations that we can remember, where things came out of the body or where things came off the body, how disgusting it was, yeah? Bring it back, you know, bring back the disgust, yeah? And look at it, you know, and be with it, be able to stay with it, yeah? And when you do this, you know, I mean, there's one thing that will arise, yeah? When you do body investigation, the more you get into body investigation, a good sign of it is, yeah, not while you do the body investigation, but when you come out of the body investigation, is that you get very easily irritated, yeah, and you get easily angry at anything, yeah. I mean, if you remember, you know, I mean, you see certain things and it doesn't make you angry. But after very good or very helpful or very fruitful, you know, body investigation, meditation, yeah, I mean, you see the same thing and suddenly you get so angry, yeah. So you have to curb it. You have to learn how to deal with anger, yeah. And that is one of the side effects of the body investigation, how to learn how to deal with anger. When we do samatha, or calm meditation or samadhi meditation, we learn how to deal with pain. I talked about it, how to investigate pain. We have to do the same thing with anger. We cannot go into greed because it just pulls us off. So I mean that's why we use the easier feeling or the easier emotion. Now it's a feeling. The easier feeling of anger to learn, because it is unpleasant, so we don't want it, But we have to be able to accept it and feel it, feel it in our whole body, How does it feel? Just like pain, how does it feel? So if we really did, the pain investigation, really fruitfully, then we have the key, for investigation of anger. And that comes up, that will come up. If our body investigation is good, this irritation will come up, this anger will come up. And that's why we should not be around people at that time, because it swooshes out, it instantly goes out. We see somebody, who does something wrong, that we don't mind, all the time, but then it comes out. And that's, it's not helpful, it's not wholesome, I mean, it actually destroys our practice, So we have to learn with anger, to deal with anger, before we can actually deal with greed, That is something that we can do later, That is the last stage of the body investigation, Looking at greed, looking at the likes and looking at the dislikes, I mean, swapping the likes through the dislikes and swapping the likes through, the dislikes through the likes, To see, these are just, they are just symbols, they are just attachments, they are just something, To see it. And then we can end the investigation of the body, and then the rest is the nama khandhas, The four khandhas the khandha of the mostly thought and memories, but also consciousness, the investigation, before we can reach enlightenment or whatever, or the end of dukkha, whatever you call it, or nibbana. But the important thing is, to enter the stream for us, for the moment, That is the first objective. Entering the stream means, doing the body investigation until we understand we and the body are different things. The citta, occupies this body. The citta drives this body around just like the driver drives a car around. And this is something that we have to understand. Once this understanding is there, and we are able to enter deep samadhi, we can actually, and the other two, what are the other two fetters? What are the first three fetters? The first three fetters is the fetter of doubt, Doubt that there is heaven, doubt that there is hell, doubt that there are beings in heaven, doubt that there is being in hell, doubt that there is karma, good karma or bad karma, and there are results of karma. That is the doubt, That is a fetter where most of the Western people, stop already. They can't get over because they think this is right, this is wrong, their views and opinions about this. Now I can't see them, they don't exist, and so on. So this is a difficult, This is a difficult fetter for most of the Westerners. The Asians don't have any problem with that, It is, it is somehow in their blood, to believe in ghosts, to believe in heaven and to believe in hell, But it is not in our blood, it has been eradicated, Maybe 500 years ago, at least we were familiar with heaven and hell. But I think, since the 60s, we pretty much eradicated heaven and hell, So, that's where the first difficulty is. What is the second difficulty? The second difficulty is, or the second fetter is, keeping the precepts, keeping the five precepts, just the five precepts, And what is the fetter? Fiddling with the precepts. Today I keep them, tomorrow I don't keep them. Then I keep them again, then I don't keep them again. Then I keep them again, and then don't keep them. Constantly swaying between keeping the fetters and not keeping the fetters, I mean, if you are here in the monastery, keep the 8 precepts, you know, I mean, we are completely fine, yeah. We got rid of doubt, you know, I mean, we believe, yeah. We trust the Buddha's teaching that there's heaven and hell and there are beings in heaven and hell and so on. So, I mean, we have these two first fetters, you know, pretty much, you know, out of the way. And then the third fetter is the fetter that we believe we are the body, yeah. I mean, if we are sitting, you know, if we are born, just remember one thing. If we are born in a car, and we die in the car, and we have never been outside of the car, we believe that we are the car. We are born, the citta is born in this body, you know, it dies in this body, so it is very difficult, yeah, to get the citta outside of the body and look at the body, it's just a car, yeah. It's nice, comfortable, you know, it's an amazing tool, yeah. But, you know, each amazing tool has its opposite, yeah. I mean, it is not that amazing when we look inside, you know, inside the body, inside the mess, you know. It is like, you know, you have a very nice, yeah, Bentley or, you know, Rolls Royce, and then you look in the dirty engine room, and then you don't like that, yeah. I mean, like to sit, you know, inside, you know, yeah, that is nice, and you can drive and so on, but you don't like to see the mess, you know, that is in the engine room. And that is the same thing we don't like to see, you know, when we open up this body and see this blood, the poo, the shit, you know, and all these things, you know. I mean, people, the first time, you know, I mean, doctors, you know, are trained, you know, when they are trained, you know, they open up the body, and what happens to, I mean, 99.9% of this, they either throw up, yeah, or they fall, yeah, unconscious. You see this mess, yeah, and we don't see it, you know, because we look in the mirror and all what we see is skin. Yeah, we see skin, hair, teeth, you know, and we make, you know, beauty salon, so much beauty out of it, you know, that we forget, you know, what is inside, yeah. Looking inside, you know, makes you feeling disgusted, yeah? And this disgust brings up this anger, yeah? And that's what we have to learn to deal with it. Yeah? So we have to, you know, for the third fetter, we really have to, you know, we really have to see, yeah? We really have to see, yeah? Not with our imagination, we really have to experience the separation of the body and the citta. It can be very short, it can be just a mind second, yeah? But it is so clear that you see, yeah? I mean, there's an exercise, you know, actually in the suttas there's an exercise, not about the body, but, you know, I mean, very similarly about the car, yeah? The moment you take the planks off, the wheels off, the axle off, and so on, the nuts and the bolts, and put it all, you know, spread it all out, yeah? I mean, then the Lord Buddha said, where's the car? There's no car. And you do the same thing with the body, yeah? I mean, you cut off your limbs, you know, you cut off, you know, your hands, you know, put it out there, and then the other hand, put it out there, then the lower arm, and the upper arm, and the lower, and so on, torso, and head, you know, and put it all out, until everything is out there, yeah? What sits here and observes that? It won't work, you know, the first time or the second time or the third time. You might have to do it, you know, until really something clicks, you know. And you see the body parts out there, you know, and you ask, where's the body? Yeah, there's no body. There's just this body part, that body part, that body part. Yeah, I mean, so what is the body? Where's the body? Yeah, huh? Only assembled, you know. I mean, the moment you put back, you know. When you do it correctly, you know, all the body parts are out, you know, I mean, then there's some strange thing going on in the citta, there's some uneasy feeling, yeah? And then you take one of the body parts and put it back there where you sit, you know, and then suddenly eye comes back up, yeah? I mean, it's quite very interesting. So you have to do these exercises until it really clicks, you know, and you really see, you really experience that you and the body are not the same. And then all what you need is some sort of moment of deep samadhi where it can all be cut off in one moment. Yeah? And that is normally called the stream entry. So, I mean, I guess I'm tired today. Yeah. If you have some questions, Yeah, you can ask now some questions, short questions.
The you see the experience, the chitta can come out of the body.
Yeah.
And understand that.
Yeah.
But it can be just for a short time.
It can be just a mind moment. It just clicks. Yeah. But you know it clicks, you know, it is not what you think it clicks, yeah? I mean, you can see it out there and you can understand it. But this kind of understanding is not enough. Yeah? It has, you know, it has to come from inside this knowingness, and that what I say, you know, it is a click, you know? I mean, it just, boops, you understood it, yeah? But you understood it not on the level of the brain. The heart understood it. Yeah? I mean, it has nothing to do with these body parts. Yeah? And that is different. Yeah? I mean, we rely so much. That's why it is so difficult for us, you know, especially for brainy people like us. You know, I mean, it is so difficult to understand that because, I mean, all our life we have trained understanding. Okay, yes, I understand that formula. Yes, I understand cause and effect, you know. Yes, I understand how this works, yeah. But that is not enough, yeah? The chitta has to understand it, yeah? And the chitta cannot, yeah? In this moment of understanding, it cannot think or imagine anything, yeah? Because this thinking and imagining, oh yeah, I understand it. This is just thought. This is an illusion, it is not real, yeah? I mean, you have to see it with, you know, without thoughts and without memories, and then, you know, this understanding pops up, yeah? So you have to do it, you know. I mean, you do it one time, you do it 100 times, you do it 1,000 times, you do it 100,000 times, until it clicks, yeah? Okay? I mean, what else do we have to do in this life, yeah? Huh? I mean, at least, you know, let's make some effort, you know. I mean, to go at least, you know, either open the door, you know, or go close enough to the door that in the next life, you know, I mean, when we die in this, you know, we are close to the door. When we die in this state of mind, you know, I mean, we're probably reborn as a human being if the time is proper, you know, if there are some teachers around there, and then we go on with it, yeah. But if you are far away and say, oh yeah, next life I do this, then 10 lives will pass, yeah, before you start again. I mean, the kilesas are so tricky, yeah? I mean, from my practice, I know, you know, I mean, you have understood something, yeah? I mean, there was a crucial understanding, you just, yeah? I mean, you just understood it, yeah? In the next moment, you can't remember anything of it. And it takes you another year of practice until you come back to the same moment. And say, I was there! How could I forget this? It was a really deep insight, you know, but I mean, the next moment, you see, it is a really deep insight. You know it is a really deep insight. And the next moment, it's gone. You can't even remember. What was it? It's gone. The kilesas covered up completely. It's just like, you know, you have an area or a low area, I don't know how you call it, yeah? In German, we call it a temple, you know, I mean, where the lotus flower blow, yeah? I mean, they have big leaves, you know, and they cover up all the water, yeah? I mean, then, what you do in this sense, yeah? I mean, you open up, you know, you open up this, you know, and you see, oh, there's clear water, you know, and the next moment, you know, the leaves, poop, cover it up again, and then you don't see anything, yeah? You don't see that clear water. So I guess for all these questions we have to do another talk sometimes on Friday, yeah? So, if there are no pressing questions, then we go back and practice, yeah? As much as we can do and a little bit more, yeah? That's always a little bit more, yeah? Oh, I can't do it anymore, yeah? Just two or three more minutes, yeah? I mean, this keeps coming up, you know, this keeps improving our practice, yeah? If we instantly give in, they have a very easy game with us, yeah?
When you get knocked off your focus, sometimes I have to laugh.
Yeah. Sometimes it is so funny, yeah?
Yeah.
And your concept, oh, they tricked me again. They tricked me again, you know. And I mean, how did I end up there? You know, I was here, you know. How did I end up there? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, take it lightheartedly. Don't be too serious, yeah? I mean, a lot of Germans are too serious, you know, and, yeah, I mean, they get angry, you know, when they are tricked, yeah? No. Yeah? I mean, you have to have some humor, you know, I mean, to understand that, yeah? And say, okay, you tricked me again? Okay, let's try it again, yeah? I mean, perseverance is the thing, is the goal, yeah? Or leads to the goal. Okay, then we close the talk, yeah?